Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
首先代表远东广播公司，中国福音事工部，向各位来问候。
On behalf of the China Ministry from Fife Company, I want to pay my regards to everyone of here being here today.
也特别代表洪燕君姊妹，我相信我们中间有些人都认识她，谢谢你们对她的关心。We
want to also a special thanks from our sister Jennifer Huang. She's currently working in Far East Broadcasting Company.
也谢谢贵教会对远东广播公司这几年的支持。
I will also appreciate your continuous support from your church to Far East Broadcasting Company.
我今天要跟大家来思想一个很重要的课题，就是关于宣教宣道的课题。
I want to share with you a special message today. It's a lesson we all have to learn, mission.
我们都知道，我们很重视，到底我们来在这个世上的目的或是使命是什么？
We're all very interested to know about our purpose in life and our goal into this world.
所以你看，有一本很畅销的书，在我们基督教界非常非常畅销的书，叫做《Purpose Driven Life》，就是标杆人生。You'll
know, probably very familiar about this book that's been very popular in the Christian community, The Purpose of Life.
那因为这本书会畅销的一个主要的原因，就是它告诉你，我们，特别是基督徒。 我们在世上，我们的目的，我们的使命是什么？
One of the reasons why this book is so popular is because it tells us all what we're looking for, the purpose of our lives.
那我要大家注意是，到底主耶稣来到世上，他的目的，他的使命是什么？
But I want to turn your focus to a point. What is the purpose of Jesus entering this world?
他，我们都知道最重要的一个目的或是一个使命，就是来世上来为罪人死。
One of the main purposes of Jesus entering the world is dying for the sinners.
来为罪人成为赎罪祭。
That you become the atonement for the sinners.
来完成神的救世计划。
So he can complete the salvation plan for our Lord.
那这个使命我们都很清楚，但是还有另外一个很重要的使命，可能有些人不大知道。
But we all very familiar with this goal, but there's a second one. Most people will probably don't quite know about it.
他来到世上第二个重要的使命是要为着神的这个救恩来传扬，来宣扬。
The second purpose is to proclaim and promote the salvation plan of our Lord.
那用今天基督教的俗语，就是来做宣道的工作。
In a modern Christian terminology, it's called mission.
那我们今天刚刚读的这段经文呢，是主耶稣在最后一个时期，就是他往十字架的道路行走的时候发生的一件事情。This
event today happened at a very last stage of Jesus' earthly ministry.
他知道他的时间到了，他就要来完成这个救世的计划。When
he knows that when the time has come, he has to complete the plan of salvation.
但是他也知道他第二个目的，第二个使命，这个宣道的使命还完全没有达到。But
he also knows that the second purpose of his entering the world, the mission, was far away from being accomplished.
他也知道他必须让这些门徒来继续这么一个工作。
He also aware of that he needed to continue to pass on this responsibility to his disciples.
但是他也很清楚，这些门徒都还非常非常的软弱，非常的不成熟。He
also realized that disciples were still very too immature to stand on their own feet.
对，他知道这些门徒没有办法独当一面，所以他就想尽办法、想尽机会，要来继续在最后的一段时间来继续来培训这些。
So he took up every opportunity to teach them and train them in how they carry on this mission.
所以就是在最后他这个最后晚餐之前，他被一个好的朋友请到家里去吃饭。Right
before the Lord's Supper, he was invited to a friend's house for dinner.
在吃饭的当中，就有一个妇女走到耶稣的跟前，在他面前做了一件非常不寻常的事情。
Midway through the supper, a woman came up to him and did something amazingly. And our Lord praised her and claimed, declared that it's a beautiful thing.
耶稣也抓住这么一个宝贵的机会，借着这件事情来教导门徒怎么样来做宣教。
Jesus also took note of the significance of that action and draw upon the incidents came from, and then making into very valuable lessons on the principal mission to teach the disciples.
为什么我说这个是这个故事是关于宣教的呢？
Why would I say this story is pertaining to mission?
关键就在刚刚我们读的第九节。
The important thing is on verse 9.
如果你有圣经的话，你就好好的来查看第九节说，我实在的告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传着福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
On verse 9 it says, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be also told.
所以关键就在这句话里面，普天之下传着福音，就是普世宣教。
The important clause of this, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, very clearly and unmistakably referred to the world mission.
所以耶稣并不是说你们在开这个福星会或是这个培灵会的时候要纪念这个女人所做的事。
Jesus didn't say that. Remember the events from this woman in a special meeting, like a meeting of revival.
他很清楚地说，你们在做普世宣教的时候，要纪念这个女人所做的事。
Clearly, he was instructed his disciple that wherever they do world mission, they should take note of whatever this woman did.
所以今天我们教会在学习在做宣教的事工的时候，我们一定要提到这个女人所做的事情，因为她所做的在宣教的事工上是一件美事。
So throughout today, as we talk about the mission, we ought to talk about the woman because what she did is a beautiful thing in the eyes of our Lord.
So today, 我要跟大家来思想从这个女人所做的事情来看三个非常重要的宣道的原则。
So from the example of this woman, I'd like to share with you three important aspects of mission.
第一个原则就是宣道要有意向。
The first thing, mission entails vision.
宣道是从意象产生出来的。
The mission comes from a vision.
英文有一句话说 ，No vision, no mission.
没有意象就没有传道，宣教。
所以意象应该是宣道的钥匙。
We know that then the mission is a necessity of a vision. A mission, I'm sorry.
没有意向就根本不用谈宣教。
If there's no vision, then you won't be able to talk anything about mission.
因为所有的宣道应该都是从领受意向来开始的。
Mission was started out with receptions of a vision from our Lord.
从上面这两幅的图画，我们都看得很清楚。彼得是临在他在屋顶上祷告时看到意向，他就开始。向外邦人来宣道。
From the picture from the screen, you see that Peter began his mission to the Gentiles when he received a vision when he was praying on the roof.
我们也看到保罗，他看到马其顿的呼声这个意象之后，他就开始向欧洲来宣道。
Also, Paul began his mission work to Europe after receiving the vision of Macedonian call.
所以我们都知道。要做宣道，一定要从领受意向开始。
So we all know all the significant mission work started out with a vision.
那什么是意向呢
？So what is a vision？
意向简单的说就是从神来领受他的启示。
Simply put it, a vision is a revelation from our Lord.
但是很可惜，很多人都误会以为，意向就是做梦。
But a lot of people have a misconception. Vision is nothing but a dream, a fantasy, or imagination, or wishful thinking.
意象不是简单的做一个梦，或是甚至不是一个梦想。
Vision, for sure, is not a dream.
我记得有一个年轻人跑来找我，他说要我为他的一个意象来为他祷告。
A young gentleman come and asked for me to pray for his vision.
那我就问他，你到底有什么意向？
And I asked this gentleman, what kind of vision does he have?
他说他在睡觉的时候，他在梦中就梦到他跟一个年轻的女孩子去看电影。
Yeah, he dreamed about going to a theater with a young lady.
他说看那部电影内容是什么，他都忘记了。
He can't even remember the content of that movie.
但是很清楚，就在看电影的中途，忽然间从上面是很大的声音来。
But midway through that dream in watching the movie, that a loud voice came upon his ears.
说不要怕，只管把她娶过来。
But don't be afraid, just marry the lady.
他就被这个梦就醒过来
And he'd wake up after that loud call.
了。所以就来找我，他说要我为他这个意象来祷告。
He came approach me and asked me to pray for his vision.
那我就问他，你认不认识你梦中的这个女孩子？
And I asked him that whether he knows about this girl or not.
他说："当然认识，这个是我苦苦追求的那个。
Of course, that's the lady that I've been pursuing for a long, long time.
那我心里在想，我说你这个无非就是日有所思，夜有所梦嘛。
And simply, I tell that young gentleman, this is your daydream.
所以我就劝他，我说你好不好？多读圣经，神一定会在他的话语里面来给你进一步的启示。
And I ask him to continue to study Bible so God can have a real revelation to you.
他听到我这样，好像不大信任他，他就不理我了。他就直接去告诉那个女朋友关于这个异象的事情。
And then he kind of had an impression I don't trust him, so he went ahead and tell that girl, lady directly.
果然不出所料的，过了不久，这个女孩子就结婚了。
After a while, this lady got married.
但是很可惜，这个新郎不是她。
But the groom was not him.
所以我们就知道。异象并不是我们所想象的，做一个梦就是一个异象。
So vision for sure is not a daydream.
异象是从神直接领受到的一个启示。
A vision is a true revelation from our Lord.
当这个女人把她的香膏带来耶稣的面前，为耶稣做了这件事情的时候，这绝对不是从人所想出来，不是人的想象。
When this woman bring the nard to the Jesus.Definitely, it's not a kind of dream, a fantasy that came from human being.
因为他这么冒昧的，这样无缘无故的把他的香膏，这么贵的香膏，在耶稣身上做了这么一件事情，是不可思议的。在座的每一个人都认为这个是不对的。这个
A lot of people rebuked her behavior because it's something is out of ordinary.
所以，除非是神的启示，不可能做这么一件事情。
So, except for the revelation from the Lord, that she wouldn't be able to do this.
所以，这个女人是从神有领受这么一个意象。
So the woman received a vision from our Lord.
那么，其实说领受神的意象，就是说她对神的话语有敏感。
That means to receive a vision, meaning a person is very sensitive to the Lord.
其实主耶稣提到他要将就将近要死，至少提到三次四次之多。
Our Lord Jesus foretold his death about four times in the Bible.
这些门徒天天跟耶稣在一起，但是他们一点都不敏感。
The disciple was with our Lord 24 hours a day, but they were so insensitive to our Jesus.
只有这个女人。他对耶稣的话语非常非常的敏感。
Only the woman pay attention to this.
他知道耶稣就要死了。
She know that Jesus would die.
他知道耶稣的尸体，根据他们当时的风俗，要用香膏来保存。
According to the custom before, the body need to be covered with nard.
所以他就用这个香膏。来打破，来涂在耶稣的身上，来预表为耶稣要保存他的尸体。
So she broke the jar, to cover our Jesus Christ with the nard to prepare his burial.
所以我们就知道这个女人她是有异象的女人。
So we know that this woman has a vision from our Lord.
那从这件事情上，我们也能够知道有异象的人两个很共同的特征。
We from this we know that a person with vision has two things that we know.
第一就是他们能够看到别人看不到的。
Yeah, they will see what other people do not see.
有异象的人，他们的眼光是特别的敏锐，能够看到其他人看不到的。
They will notice the significance of certain things that are not obvious to other people.
他们的眼睛就像老鹰的眼睛一样。
They will have the eyes like an eagle.
当这个女人她把香膏来膏耶稣的时候，其他在座在场的人呢，他们所看到的是什么？
I don't know what you noticed or not. What other people saw when the woman poured expensive nard on Jesus Christ?
他们所看到的是浪费。
They only see it's wasteful.
他们看到在周围有那么多的穷人，为什么不好好的把这个香膏去卖掉，把钱来救济这些穷人
？Why this worth of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wage and the months to give to the poor.
马可虽然没有说这些人是谁，但是另外一个作者就是马太，他在马太福音告诉我们，这些说这些话的人，说狂吠香膏的这些人是耶稣的门徒。
In Mark it didn't record who said that, but in Matthew it clearly saying that it was a disciple back then.
那这些门徒，刚刚我说过，他们跟耶稣一起进一起出已经三年多，他们耶稣也警告过他们说他即将就要离开世界就要死，但是他们一点都不注意这件事情。
The disciple has been told by Jesus Christ so many times is about to die.
他们所看到的是周遭的这些穷人。
They are at this event, special event, they only pay attention to the poor people around them.
只有这个女人看到别人看不到的，她看到耶稣就要死。
But this woman.Took a notice that Jesus would die.
所以有异象的人是看到别人看不到的。
So the person with vision is seeing what other people do not see.
怪不得耶稣称赞他所做的是一件美事。
So no wonder Jesus said she did a beautiful thing.
那还有第二个共同的特征，有异象的人就是他们是在事情还没有发生之前就预先看到。
The second characteristic for a person with vision is they will see things before they actually happen.
有异象的人有先见之明，他们看到事情还没有发生，他们就预先看到。
The person with vision will make preparation in advance because they can predict what is about to come.
所以这个女人她所做的是在耶稣还没有死之前，她就预先看到这个需要。
The woman saw in advance the death and the burial of Jesus, and she noticed the need of.Jesus' dead body.
所以他就在甚至在耶稣还没有死之前，他就为他做了这么一件事情来预备他的死。
So she did preparation before Jesus' death.
那我们如果圣经继续再读下去，第十五章我们就读到耶稣的死，然后到十六章一开始，我们就看到什么？就是有一些妇女，他们也来了，他们也带香膏了，他们也要来膏耶稣了。
After you continue read chapter 15 in Mark and follow by chapter 16, you notice that three other women also brought spices and oil to embalm Jesus' dead body.
但是我们都知道他们来晚一步了，耶稣已经不需要香膏了。
Unfortunately, that is too late.
因为耶稣已经复活了。
Because Jesus has resurrected, he no longer needed the embalmment.
所以一般人所看到的是事情发生后，他们才发现。
So normal people only observe things after they after things happened.
只有异象的人是事情还没有发生之前，他们就预先看到了。
Only the person with vision will foresee things ahead of time.
在第二次世界大战之前，在美国有两个年轻人。
Before World War II, there's two young American after the Second World War.
他们就是看到别人看不到的。
They saw things that other people did not see.
那个时代因为无线电广播才刚开始不久。
That at that time, radio broadcasting just started.
在美国有一些教会已经开始用无线电广播在传福音。
There's a few churches start using radio to spread gospel.
但是他们只在美国国内对美国来做广播福音。
But they only using radio wave to spread gospel in the domestic states.
那个时代他们还不知道能够用无线电广播来传到几千miles 之外到别的国家去传福音。
They don't even know that radio wave can reach intercontinentally to other land of this world.
所以这两个年轻人他们看到这么一个意象，就是要传基督到地极。
After they saw that they have a vision of spreading gospel to the end of the world,
用无线电广播来做这件事情。
They will use radio wave to complete this task.
所以在第二次世界大战结束之后呢，他们就凑出他们所有的钱。
After World War II, before the end of 1945, they pulled together all the savings together.
刚刚好是一千块美元。
They got about just roughly $1,000.
他们就开始远东广播公司。
And they started this company, Far East Broadcasting Company.
他们两个人所做的跟这个女人所做的非常非常的相似。
This bears similarity to what the woman did.
这个女人她用一瓶小小的香膏要来膏耶稣，我们知道是不可能的，因为耶稣的尸体照当时的规矩，要需要很多很多的香膏才能够把整个尸体来涂抹来保存。
It's an impossible to embalm the whole body of Jesus Christ with just a small glass of nard.
但是他就凭着信心就做了这么一件事情。
But he did that according to the faith.
那这两个年轻美国人也是这样，当时要开始一个无线电广播的电台，单单那个电台至少要二三十万块美元。
They starting a radio company need about $20,000-$30,000 to begin with.
$230,000. I'm sorry.
But they only got $1,000, but they got the company started anyway. Because they saw things other people did not see.
所以他们做的这件事情，在神的眼光是一件美事。
So whatever these two Americans did back then is a beautiful thing in the Lord, in the eyes of our Lord.
所以带一千块到菲律宾，1946年就在菲律宾开始来建设这么一个无线电台。
So they gather all this money and set up the radio station 1946 in Philippines.
用两三年的时间来建这个电台，到1949年就开始从菲律宾向中国来广播福音。
So they're able to start broadcasting gospel in China from Philippines through shortwave wave in July 1949.
我们都知道1949年10月1号什么事情发生了。
You all know that what happened to October 1949?
中共接管中国了。
The China was taken over by our Communism Party.
我们的都知道，历史告诉我们，从那个时候开始，这些外国的宣教士一个一个被驱逐出境。
We all know that back then, all the foreign ministry was expelled.
所有的圣经被没收，被烧掉。
Bibles are confiscated and burned.
所有的教堂都被关门了。
And the churches were all shut down.
向中国传福音的机会过去了。
They are spreading gospel. The opportunity spreading gospel using a traditional way is gone, long gone.
所以那个时候，西方的国家他们都预测，基督教在中国不出20年一定完全消灭。
They will know that they kind of had a feeling that the Christianity would eventually disappear in China.
但是我们感谢主，基督教在中国不但不被消灭，反而有将近100倍的成长。
Not that the country there's a 100-fold increase in believers in China after then.
就是因为有两个年轻人，他在事情还没有发生之前，他们就预先看到。
It is because two young gentlemen they already see things that other people did not see.Ahead of time.
所以在神的面前，他们做了一件美事。
So in the eyes of the Lord, they did a beautiful thing.
所以我们都知道，要做宣道，一定 要看到别人看不到的，而且要在事情没发生之前预先看到。
So we all know that we need to see for people that are interested in mission, we need to see things ahead of other people.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们教会在重置宣教的时候，我不知道有没有去看到别人看不到的，有没有事先就看到神要你们在哪一方面来参与宣教的事。
So brother and sister, I don't know whether you have a vision from our Lord that you see things other people did not see.
那很可惜，我看到一些教会，他们就是人家做什么我就跟着做。
And I feel sorry that some other churches that follow other people, what other churches doing without the vision from our Lord.
人家去中国短宣，他就去中国短宣。
And other people they go to the China for a short mission and they join the group.
有的一般到墨西哥去做短宣，他们也跟着去。
And there's a people going to the short mission in Mexico and participate that too.
弟兄姊妹，愿意我们来学习对神的话语敏感。
Brother and sister, we need to learn to be sensitive to our the words of our Lord.
多用祷告来寻求神的心意。
Using the prayer to seek the words from our Lord.
知道神要在我们在什么方面来服事。
So we know that what type of ministry God wants us to endure.
而不是照我们自己的想象，要到哪个地方，要打哪到在哪一个工厂来做宣教。
But don't put personal viewpoint in work of mission.
好，我们再来看第二个原则，就是宣道是有时效的，宣道是要及时的。
Now we are second aspect we want to know is.There's a timing issues for the mission.
宣道是有期限的。
There's a timing in all missions.
这女人她把香膏倒出来来膏耶稣的时候，那些门徒非常的不喜悦。
The disciples are not very happy when the woman pulled out the lard.
所以圣经告诉我们说，这些人他们认为说应该把这个香膏去帮助穷人才对。
The disciple considered that need to use that to help to the poor.
但是耶稣这一次不同意他们。
But Jesus did not agree with them.
耶稣让他们知道这个女人所做的才是对的。
Jesus wanted them to know what the woman did is right.
所以耶稣很清楚告诉他们说，有穷人，常常有穷人在你们当中，要帮助他们随时都可以。
Jesus told them that you can always help the poor anytime you want.
但是你们不常有我。
But you don't have me always.
这句话很清楚告诉我们说，耶稣的时间是有限的。
So this sentence tells us our Lord's time is timeless.
耶稣不是给我们没有限制的时间去传福音的。
There's not a lot of time for God's mission.
在启示录有好几次提到耶稣提到说，我必快来。
There's a lot of verses recorded the second coming of Jesus Christ.
这句话就让我们知道你们不常有我。
That this one is telling that you will not always have me.
因为我就马上要快来了。
Because I will come very soon.
但是另外一方面，耶稣却好几次说福音要先传给万民，然后末日才到。
But Jesus also said the gospel must first be preached to all nations.
所以把这两句话拼在一起的时候，告诉我们什么
？So when you combine these two verses together, that the gospel need to preach first, and I'm coming soon. What do you gather?
把两句话拼在一起之后，告诉我们说，宣教要及时。
It tells you, you guys better finish preaching gospel to all nations very fast.
要赶快把福音传给万民，然后我很快就要来。
Preach the gospel to all nations, and I will be coming soon.
耶稣也告诉我们一句话，他说：“我所做的，信我的人都要做，而且要做比我更大的事。”
Jesus also said that, whoever believes me will do whatever I ask him to do, and do something greater than, What's commanded to you?
所以，因为耶稣知道这个时代一定要很快能够把福音传开，
So in this world, we need to spread the gospel very quickly.
所以耶稣给我们特别好的工具来做宣教的事情。
So Lord will give us a good tool to spread the gospel.
因为时间不多。
Because time is limited.
那远东广播公司60年来用无线电广播来服侍中国。
Far East Broadcasting Company has been using radio wave to reach China for almost 30 years. 60 years, I'm sorry.
1995年，British Broadcast Corporation 是 BBC， 有到中国做的一个普查。
There's a survey done by British Broadcast Corporation in 1995.
他们就发现，在中国至少有800万人在听远东广播公司的广播。
The survey showed that at least 8 million people that listen to the radio.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里来传讲这个信息，只有几十个人在听。
Brother and sister, when I preach, there's only a handful of people that listening to what I say.
但是我同样这篇信息放在我们的电台上来广播的时候，至少有几百万人在听。
Yeah, but when I speak to the microphone in my broadcasting company, there will be millions of people listen to it.
所以我们知道传福音，神给我们有最好的工具。
So we know that there's the best tool to spread gospel.
因为你们不常有我。
Because you don't help me all the times.
宣教是要及时的，因为时间是有限的。
The spreading gospel need to be fast.
然后，另外一点就是宣教的事工是应该摆在第一优先的。
Also, one other thing I want you to notice: mission work need to take priority over other missionaries, ministries.
也是最紧迫的事情。
And also, it's a top priority of all ministry works.
耶稣说，常常有穷人在你们中间，但是你们不常有我。
Lord says, you always have poor around you, but you don't help me all the time.
教会很多时候很重视社会关怀的事工。
Church are paying highly attention to the social works.
这是很好的。
This is pretty good.
但是我们要注意一点，就是不能把这些慈善的事工、社会关怀的事工来取代宣道的事工。
But this type of charity work, social work cannot take precedence over mission works.
因为福音的需要比慈善的需要来得迫切。
Because the need for the mission is more pressing than the social works and other charity works.
我们都知道最近在四川发生的这样地震的事情。
We all know about the Sichuan disaster.
我看到很多教会很有爱心，奉献很多钱去帮助他们。
We know that churches all contributed funds to help the people in Sichuan province.
这是非常重要的。
This is a very important thing.
但是有没有想到更重要的是什么
？But have you know about what is more important than that?
有没有想到把那些钱 instead of 去帮助他们的吃他们的穿，去用在传福音给他们
？Have you noticed that the fund can be not only using for their clothing and food, they can use to spread gospel？
你知道今天在四川那个地方，灾难的地方，很多人活着的，他们都不愿意再活下去。
A lot of people that live over there, they don't want to live any longer in Sichuan province.
不是他，因为他没有东西吃，不是因为他没有衣服穿。
It's not because they don't have food or they don't have clothing.
而是因为他全家人都死了，他不愿意再活下去。
Because everyone else besides him died.
他的需要不是物质的需要，他的需要是心灵的需要。
The need he's in life is no longer material, but his the comfort of his heart or her heart.
心灵的需要，福音的需要，比肉体的需要更重要。
The need for the heart is more important than the need for the body.
好，时间的关系，我们就继续来谈。
Let's continue on.
第三个原则。
The third principle.
宣道要有积极的行动。
The mission entails action.
有了意向，克服了这些问题呢，就要有所行动。
After you overcome a lot of obstacles, then you need to start to take up the actions.
第一点我要跟大家分享就是我们要对宣道完全的摆上。
The first thing I want to share with you is mission requires full commitment.
要完全的投入。
You need to have a full involvement in mission.
这个女人她打破这瓶香膏。
The woman broke the alabaster jar.
她是完全没有保留的，完完全就奉献出来。
She broke the jar without any reservations and without any regret.
我们都知道这个女人她所做的根本就不够来涂抹耶稣的整个身体来保存。
We know that small jars of nard is not enough to embalm Jesus' body completely.
所以她所做的只是一个预表性的事情。
But he's only doing things to help based on his faith or her faith.
她大可以就滴出一滴几滴来一丝一丝的涂在耶稣的身上，就能够预表他这么要做的事情。
What can she do is probably pull a couple drops of nard and to complete what she has impelled to do.
但是我们看到他所做的并不是这样，他是完全没有保留的，完全不后悔的把这个香膏的瓶子都打破了。
Instead of that, he broke the complete jar, just consume all the nard she had.
把一切所有的都献给耶稣，怪不得耶稣说他所做的是。
He gave up everything she owned. No wonder Lord says she did a beautiful thing.
但很可惜，我们看到很多教会不是这样。
But sorry to say that a lot of church didn't do things just like that.
我们看到有些教会他们在宣道的事工上是意思意思的。
A lot of time we know church just express contribution to the missionary work.
反正机构那么多，就传道人那个宣教士那么多，我们就一丝一丝一点一点。
A lot of time they just contributed to just on the surface.
从这个女人身上，我们看到他们，我们在做宣道的事工上应该完全的摆上。
That from this example of woman that we know that if you want to do a mission work, we need to participate completely and wholeheartedly.
当我们得到神的启示，要我们从事哪一方面的宣道的事工时候，我们就完全的投入。
When we receive the vision from our Lord, then we need to participate that with a total involvement.
用我们的祷告，用我们的金钱，甚至用我们的恩赐来投入这个神要我们做的这个宣道事。
To support this vision, you use all the resources you have, your heart, your gift, and everything you have.
这样神就会。来称赞我们所做的是一件美事。
Then Lord will pray us that we do a beautiful thing.
好，最后一点就是，我们应该亲自来参与宣道。
The second thing I want to share with you is mission require a personal participation.
不只是用金钱的奉献而已。
Not only contributing the fund.
而是要亲自亲手参与宣道。
But personally, you need to be involved in the mission works.
第三节告诉我们说，这个女人她为主安葬所做的是她亲手做的。
That on the verses three it says the woman personally take care of the burying of Jesus Christ.
其实她也可以把香膏卖掉，把钱带到耶稣的面前，就给耶稣来做主意，说要做什么就做什么。
She could have done by selling the nard and hire someone to do it.
但是耶稣。他对耶稣做的是他亲手做的。
But she did that, in a personal level.
而且耶稣特别说了一句话，说他所做的是他是尽他所能的。
And Lord says she did what she could.
弟兄姊妹，我们在做宣道的事工上，不只是在金钱上奉献。
Brother and sister, not only we contributed fund to the mission works.
我们要亲自参与。
We need to participate that personally.
尽我们所能的
contributed all we have，
这样神就会称赞我们所做的是一件美事。
And Lord will praise that is a beautiful thing。
很多时候看到教会在宣教的事工上，他们的支出、他们的 budget 非常非常的小的可怜。
A lot of time we find out church a limited budget for missionary mission works。
我经常都到。各地在讲道的时候，我就看到不同的教会对宣道啊，他们的奉献的立场都不一样。
When I visit a lot of churches giving a message, and I find out a lot of churches different different viewpoint in terms of mission works and support.
在华人的教会中间，有的教会用5%来做他们的宣教资金，有的做10%，最了不起的是15%，就很多很多。
Some churches are using like 5% of the budget or 10% of the budget to support the mission works.
我有个同学，神学院的同学是一个韩国人。
I have a classmate from the seminary school. He is from Korea.
他们韩国人的教会，我后来发现神这么祝福，这个韩国人的教会有两件事情。
There's two things why Lord blessed Korean church
第一，
abundantly.
就是他们用很多很多时间去祷告。
They devote a lot of time in praying.
我这个韩国人的同学，他来到我们神学院的时候，每一天来的都没有声音。
This Korean classmate of mine, a lot of time he came to the classes without voices.
因为他用好几个小时在那边大声在祷告。
Because he will pray aloud to the Lord for hours and hours.
另外一件我发现的事情就是，常常他在那个晚餐的时候不吃晚餐。
A lot of time I find out he didn't even eat supper.
后来我发现为什么？
And later on, I found out
因为他没钱。
because he doesn't have any money to eat supper.
我有一次无意中看到有一张 scratch paper，在他那边有看到一张 scratch paper，原来是他的薪水。
And one time I found a scratch paper that was his paycheck.
真是少得可怜。
It was not quite a paycheck.
然后他告诉我说，有时候他2、3个月都拿不到薪水。
A lot of time he wouldn't even get paid for 3 months.
那个是很大的一个韩国人的教会，非常有钱的一个韩国人的教会。
This church, this Korean church is a very big church and big church.
原来他们把他们所有的收入的60%放在宣教事工上。
They spend 60% of their budget in mission works.
而且是预先把它拿出来。
And they did that by taking the money away from the budget ahead of time.
然后剩下的40%，这些牧师来分。
And then the remaining 40% will be used in administrative purpose.
跟其他的这些教会的一些费用。
And other ministry works.
所以经常有时候2、3个月都拿不到薪水。
So a lot of time, he doesn't receive any incomes at all for probably several months.
所以怪不得神那么祝福韩国人的教会。
No wonder God has blessed the Korean church abundantly.
弟兄姊妹，愿意我们来向这个女人学习。
Brother and sister, let's learn something from this woman recorded in Mark.
耶稣特别告诉我们在服事宣教的时候，纪念这个女人所做的，因所做的是一件美事。
Lord, tell us every time we talk about mission work, we need to remember what this woman has done.
我们做一个祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
主天父，愿你借着今天早上你自己的话语来挑战我们的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, challenge our hearts using with the words that we learned today.
让我们教会真的是成为一个有意向的教会。
That this church will become a church of vision.
能够看到清楚看到主你给我们的这个意向。
That we can see clearly what your vision upon this church.
好好的全力来投入宣道的事工。
That we can involve wholeheartedly.
让每一个弟兄姊妹愿意亲自参与宣教的事工。
That all the brothers and sisters participate in the mission work in a personal level.
让在你的面前能够被你称赞，我做的是一件美事。
That we can be rewarded with you in saying that we do a beautiful thing.
祷告奉主耶稣的圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.